99 red balloons floating in the summer sky. Panic bells, it's red alert. There's something here from somewhere else. The war machine springs to life, opens up one eager eye, focusing it on the sky. When 99 red balloons go by. Nearly back, guys. It's nearly back. A little bit of Germany for you there. Nana, 99 red balloons. Everybody is jumping with excitement at German football. People who haven't paid it a blind bit of attention before, when the Premier League, the old Premier League propaganda Premier League, I tell you, read that book, is on. Nobody pays it a blind bit of notice. Now everybody is jumping up and down to see a little bit of German football at the weekend. Well, I'm a Dortmund fan. I'm a regular. Right, I'm going to do the stat of the day and talk about that first. I'm not sure I did a stat of the day yesterday. I'll come back to yesterday's pod in a minute. Oh, sorry, I nearly choked on a blueberry then. Death by blueberry. Yeah, I'll come back to that. Obviously went down well. But yes, we have got German football edging ever closer. On Saturday, today's stat of the day is Greuther Fürth versus Hamburg. Laying Hamburg. Hamburg have won 3 out of 17 away. They are currently odds on. If I can find something to look at a price, I will just see what price they are now, because obviously we have got weakish markets when I last looked. Bundesliga 2. Hamburger, they're playing Sunday actually. Yeah, they're still 1.87 to back, 1.91 to lay. They are much worse than that on my numbers. So Hamburg for me will be a team to look to lay. They are, as I say, I've got them considerably higher, unbelievably higher in fact than odds on. And they have, as I say, only won 3 out of 17 away from home. So Hamburg for me will be a fairly low risk lay, again one that you can trade if you want to get involved. That is in Bundesliga 2 on Sunday, Greuther Fürth home to Hamburg. All I will say, and I've said it before and people still asking me, what's my views on it, I think firstly we've got to see what odds and prices come out. I had a very brief interaction with a couple of people yesterday. Dortmund for me, for example, I've got them about 1.4 and they've drifted considerably more than the price they were before the lockdown. That was the fixture I was meant to be going to. Sort of started all this catastrophe when I got the news I couldn't go there, and then Sam got stuck in Malta, and that all sort of from there it all went to shit. But yeah, they're a much bigger price than they were. Obviously people factoring in the break, the lack of, whilst they're training, the lack of sort of competitive training. I mean, I don't know if anything that the Premier League are talking about, this no tackling, turn your face away. I mean, why? Just don't bother playing if that's the way it's going to be. You know, I keep saying it, the integrity argument is disappearing by the minute. But all these games are on TV this weekend, so it'll be interesting to see. But it's still a matter of me of playing the numbers. You know, I'm not going to get involved in games on neutral grounds if they start doing that, but I don't think the behind closed doors in qualities of teams and the fact that it will be priced in will be a massive, massive issue. It will be one we see. I think it becomes an issue when you get to towards the end of the season and mid-table. If we're going on and teams that they're safe and they're not going to go down and they're going out to play in front of no crowds, I think that may then become an issue. But all this is sort of speculation, really, just trying to guess factors. But I do think that teams going out mid-table, well, we're not going to go up, we're not going to go down, we've got no fans to impress, might take their foot off the gas a little bit. But for this weekend, there's a couple of bets that do stand out for me. I've given you the goal bets, and Hamburg as a lay is one for me that I will be playing personally, just on numbers. But as I said the other day, it's just caution. You know, I think people look in this game to be told what to do all the time. And I'm not going to go down the road of just telling everybody what they've got to do, because then they come back and go, well, you said do this, so you can't win. So it's not something that I'm I'm overly keen. I don't like telling people what to stake or what exactly to do. All I do is try and put information out there that hopefully some find useful. But for me, caution. You know, I appreciate we've all been starved of football and betting, but you don't have to dive in and have a bet. Interesting watching the old dog bets, how some people are taking that on the old fantasy league. Play along, some taking it seriously and sort of trying to do it properly, and other people lumping the whole bank on one night to try and obviously get up the leaderboard. My old mate Suggsy knocked the bank out, he's on zero. If it was me, I'd try and do it properly. That's just the way it is. I wouldn't treat that to any different if I was doing it. And that really was what it was intended for. But it's just interesting. You just get insights into how people think and what they think. And they'll say, well, it's only a friendly competition. I like to try and do everything properly. So, you know, I can't keep saying it. It's caution. You're going to have a bet this weekend. If you want to have a bet, you know the circumstances. The teams haven't played. Everything I do is done on numbers, so I will play the numbers that stand out to me. And at the minute, Hoffenheim over 2.5, Hamburg laying it, they're bets that I've put out on this pod that I do fancy and I will probably be playing. Caution, be cautious. Thank you for the feedback to yesterday's pod, that went down really well. I knew it would, Steve. So he's a, you know, I'm not going to keep pissing up his back, but a fantastic guy, and we will have him on again. He's a good lad to talk to about betting, particularly in a markets that I don't play. And again, even that, you know, a couple of people, oh, God, get old. Can I get hold of him? And a couple of misses, can I get hold of him? Of course you can, but is it suit you? You know, again, everybody, it's that seeing, you know, what I said about the blog. You know, just because you read and see that other people do it doesn't necessarily mean it's for you and you can do it. You've got to try and think a long-term plan. What am I actually trying to do? What is it that I want out of this game? If you want to have a casual punt, have a casual punt. If you want to be a horse trader, then learn that inside out. If you want to be a footman, you can't do everything. People try and master everything thinking it's quick money. You've got to take one element of it and really, really learn it inside out, back to front, so that you can proceed and make money at it. I genuinely believe that. That would be my advice. But yeah, fantastic guest, Steve. And we've got more guests lined up. We've got Graham Eakins, who took me to the old pyjama cricket in the summer. Graham's quite an analytical mind, so that'll be a good one to talk to. And we've got Chrissy Spreadsheets is going to make a little visit onto the podcast as a guest. And he's going to, all the stuff I've taught him about Excel over the years, we'll discuss that, because he didn't know much before he met me. I sort of put him right with a few bits of VBA. A few if statements, count if and that. He learnt it all from me. I know, you know, Chrissy. But that'd be interesting just to speak to Chris and how we could all use Excel better. I've built a sheet, Chris hasn't seen it yet, which I'm really proud of this week for my football. Really, now I've filled the numbers in from Germany. I'm really pleased with it. Put graphics in, Bundesliga logos, everything, which obviously you don't need to do, but I just thought I'd tart it up, and I'm over the moon with it. It looks absolutely superb, and it gives me exactly what I want to know as soon as I get the Betfair odds in it, and it's just literally bets flash out to me and go, there you go. So I didn't know Excel myself at all a few years ago. I did everything pen and paper, genuinely. Art will back me up on that, and it is amazing what it can do. So that'll be a good one to speak to Chris and see how we can all benefit from a bit more Excel in your life. It is just taking the time to learn it and not watching shit on TV. Read books. I see, I watched that Great British Menu yesterday, and it had the Child's Laureate on. Amazing. One in eight schools doesn't have a library. But she was talking about the benefit of reading and how it's been proven. So I had a little scout around the internet. It is amazing, people who read, kids who read regularly, how much value it adds to their life. So, You know, I'm a massive reader. I read every single day. I've given you loads of books. Do just think occasionally of turning the old TV off and reading a book. You'll be amazed at how good it is for you. And I think we've put a fine selection of books out on this pod, something for everybody, whether it's literature or whether it's stuff you can learn from. I know a lot of it is sort of either maths or self-help stuff, but they really do help you. And on that note, today's book of the day is Mark Douglas' other book, which I can't believe I haven't put this out yet. I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't checked. Andrew Marnell said the other day my memory's getting worse because I put a joke on the pod that I'd already told. But this would have been one of my first books down there, and I don't know why. Maybe I have. I've no idea. But Mark Douglas, I gave you the Discipline book yesterday. This is Trading in the Zone. By Mark Douglas, Trading in the Zone. I appreciate these books are a little bit more expensive than normal, but fantastic book. So Trading in the Zone, Master the Market with Confidence, Discipline and a Winning Attitude. Trading in the Zone by Mark Douglas. I think that is a book that everybody should read in this game. And talking to TV, yeah, watching, been in the TV. I did watch another two episodes. I'm trying to drag it out. That Michael Jordan thing, I'm absolutely loving it. I mean, loving it. I really am. I did see the Matt Sire tweet about, was he a bully yesterday? Not having it myself. And I know that people whip out, oh, it's Jordan's production company. It's maybe, you know, you always get people who want to criticise. As something for me to watch, and he's watching his attitude, his will to win. For me, he's speaking quite openly and honestly. He certainly, and I know it was only a short time spent, Sam spoke to him, seemed a really nice guy in that little brief encounter. I just think it's absolutely superb. I think it's genuinely, probably since The West Wing, one of the best things I've seen on TV. Absolutely, really, really enjoying it. I'm dragging it out. I can't wait to watch another couple tonight. I expect some of you played golf yesterday. Did you run out golfing and fishing? I cleared a load of people I follow off Twitter last week because I was just getting pissed off with it. And amazing how much better your life is, honestly. And then I didn't comment on it the other day because I thought I'm not going to go into it. But what Ian Wright posted, where that lad had basically just strung a load of racist abuse at him. I mean, it's disgusting, and people say it shouldn't be taken down, free speech and all that. You're absolute fucking idiots. It's not fucking free speech. It's a fucking disgrace, and it should be removed. You've got the right to free speech, but there is no right to where you put it, and you can't just go around saying it anywhere, and that's in the fucking laws. Look it up. It's a fucking disgrace that they that these companies let this shit like this go on. I find it absolutely staggering. I was fucking steaming the other day when I saw it, and I thought, no, don't get into it on the pod. And then I didn't know, last night up on the news it pops up that Dele Alli had been robbed at knife point. And the responses to it. It's just a fucking disgrace. You're talking about a young lad in his fucking house and somebody walked in and held a fucking knife to him and robbed him. And people think it's funny and take the piss. Society is a fucking disgrace. And the guys are right. It is a fucking wider outlook of society. We try and pretend, oh, it's only on Twitter. That's not real life. Yes, it is. These fucking people walk amongst us. And they should be fucking called out and told, honestly. It is an absolute fucking disgrace. And I think it's the other way. We're letting them use fucking Twitter to harvest this stuff and go, oh, don't worry, it's only Twitter. They're fucking out there. Trust me, you've got people walking around America with Nazi flags. It's fucking growing. Ever since fucking the Norwegian incident, the fucking right is growing and there's fucking racists out there. It's absolutely fucking disgraceful. And these platforms are doing fuck all about it because they're all interested in their own money. That fucking jacket Twitter, all that, Zuckerberg, they're all interested in themselves. That's what they're interested in, nothing else. Fucking getting as much in the fucking kicker as they can make. How much fucking money do you need in the world? Honestly, how much do you need? How many fucking billions do you need? Fucking sort it out. Absolutely harvesting fucking shite like that. I mean, that Ian Wright thing, you know, absolutely disgraceful. Why should any human being be put through that, whatever they choose to use? It's fucking horrific. I genuinely got no time for it whatsoever, and I've got no time for these fucking free speech fucking idiots. The world has changed. This isn't somebody standing in Hyde Park on a box having a fucking statement. The world has changed. And if you can't see that, then you've got something fucking wrong with you. It's absolutely fucking disgraceful. These people are using these platforms to coordinate that. People like that fucking Katie Hopkins, million viewers, million, spouting a racist, bigoted fucking shite to a million people and fucking indoctrinating people. If it was fucking terrorists doing it, there'd be uproar. If it was terrorists doing it, getting together, there'd be absolute uproar. To me, it's no fucking different. They're absolute fucking racist bigots spreading it. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on one today. See, this is why I didn't get into it the other day. But it's an absolute fucking disgrace. And just thinking, oh, you know, using an incident like a young fucking man being fucking held at knife point. Oh, I'll use that. You're a fucking disgrace. Absolute fucking parasitic disgrace. Bring your fucking kids up like that. See what it's fucking like. Fucking bring them round my house. See how you fucking get on then. Fucking wankers. Sick of it. Right, enough of that. Oh, recipe of the day. Move on. See how I switch like that, see? We've got to go. We've got to go, haven't we? I mean, it's everything German. 99 red balloons. We are having the old chicken schnitzel. We are having the chicken schnitzel. This is actually really nice. I love this. So, chicken schnitzel. Get yourself a couple of chicken breasts and cut them in half into thin fillets. Get them between two bits of cling film. So put them on a board, cling film on the bottom, put the chicken fillet in, another bit of cling film on top, roll in pin and give them a good old wax so you flatten them down. So get all that flattened. So you've got four thin fillets in effect from your two smashed out. Don't break them. Do it gently so they just flatten. And then in a bowl, get 160 grams of fresh breadcrumbs. Grate a load of parmesan into it, sort of about a third of how much you've got in parmesan breadcrumbs, putting in parmesan, zest of some lemon, and put some salt and pepper in there, and a bit of parsley, and chopped up parsley, and then in another bowl, mix a egg with a bit of milk, just beat that up, and then production line, get your chicken fillet, dip it in the egg and milk mix, dip it in the breadcrumb, parsley, parmesan mix so that they're nicely coated, and just put them then in the fridge to chill for 30 minutes. Oh, I missed a bit. What you got to do, you have to dust the chicken with flour first. So it's chicken into some plain flour, so just tip some plain flour on a plate, chicken in the plain flour, into the egg mix, into the breadcrumbs, and then put the four fillets, once they're fully covered, on a plate in the fridge. Just let them chill for 30 minutes so that the breadcrumbs set on the outside of it. While that's in the fridge, you can make some coleslaw up. So just a Savoy cabbage shredded with a carrot, some red onion, mayonnaise, a bit more parsley and some cranberries. Just get that all in, make a mayonnaise, put that in the fridge. And then when you're ready to cook, make yourself some fries if you like. And then heat some olive oil in the pan and cook the schnitzels 3-4 minutes each side till they're golden brown, because they're so thin they don't take long to cook over, but until your breadcrumbs are golden brown. Don't try not to keep picking it up. Put it in the pan, cook it for 3-4 minutes, then let them, that'll be nice and golden, then turn it over another 3-4 minutes. Get them out, drain them on a paper towel, just wipe the old excess oil off, serve them on a plate with your coleslaw and your chips. You've got a nice little schnitzel. Sit down, watch the old Dortmund derby on Saturday with a bit of chicken schnitzel. Beautiful, you know what I say, beautiful. Right, what else have we got? What else have we got? Nothing, to be fair. I've just had a load on this week. Fantasy football, don't forget that. Get your entries in. ftsincome.co.uk, free betting simulator. You can join at any time. People doing well. Others have knocked their bank out. But I think the banter actually on Twitter yesterday was absolutely brilliant. The guys doing the puns, stuff like that. I've had some great feedback. People saying they really enjoyed it and they're testing Poisson models and things on it. That's exactly what it was for. Absolutely brilliant. Yes, it is a bit of fun. got a nice prize, but mostly it was for you guys just to get some data and try and do things properly and use that how you would. And I love the reaction to it. I love that, you know, the guys on Twitter, whilst the jokes were flipping awful, I just love the fact you're interacting over it. You know, that was only the intention, was just to give you something to do over this time. We will have, I believe, racing back on June the 1st and flat racing. So I'm going to do some flat racing stats of the day over the next couple of weeks as well. Get people clued up, ready for that. But yeah, no, lots going on. So the football, as I say, we're getting edging closer, and it is Thursday. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, I will be running the ultimate process. So I'll have those files on site, and we'll tweet out and email out when I do it. FDD, the files hopefully will run Saturday morning early, and they'll appear on site. There's nothing there at all because it's a sort of rolling 14-day. I don't know exactly how it works, but the files get auto-deleted every day. So there's only a rolling 14-day. So obviously we've had nothing, so there's no files on there at all at the minute. So I'm just hoping that that all appears on Saturday morning. But if it isn't there, you know, be patient. The lads will get it going, whatever. But it can't really test that because it's a daily sort of run the sheets and upload. So it's not something that we can really test until the day of games. But yeah, and we've actually got some half decent football to get into. As I say, I'm probably going to be active on Twitter this weekend. Maybe certainly Saturday, just with some bets. If people want to follow, you're more than welcome, at your own peril. I'm just going to put up some thoughts through the day as those games are played. I've got games I've already got an eye on, but I'll be sorting all my stuff out Saturday, and I may have some in-play stuff as well, seeing how they go. So if people want that, then I will be putting it on Twitter. As regard to full services, as I said yesterday, sort of June 1st, really, I'm aiming for, and we've got Poland starting, Denmark coming, we've got Portugal starting up, but I think a couple of them are on neutral grounds. But yeah, well, you know, it's nice, isn't it? It is not going to lie, it's nice to have something to look forward to, and the fact that you feel you're heading towards normality. I think that's what we've got to get with this, that you've got some sort of positive feeling that you're heading to normal. I know we're a long way from anywhere like normal, but just to have little things like that to look forward to gives you something to look, you know, gives you a bit of hope. As always, thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. I know I've had some great feedback from the podcast. I'm not going to lie, there's days when I haven't felt like doing it. I've had lots going on in my own life, but I've done it to try and keep all the troops going. I am a positive person by nature, so we just sort of crack on. But no, thank everybody over this last period as we move into the football for you know, you've kept me going as well. I'm not going to say that you haven't, some of you guys. Absolutely fantastic. I think we're building up a good society, community in FTS of people who've got similar goals, similar outlooks, and we can all move forward as one, hopefully, as things get going. So the only other thing is poker. I'll set the poker tournament up. I'm literally going to do it now, so those of you will have a game of poker tomorrow night. If you want to join. But have a great Thursday. Tomorrow there will be a podcast after I've done all the football stuff, but it'll be nice to get up in the morning and have some proper normal work to do. But I'll be back with you tomorrow, sort of lunchtime.